It was highly anticipated for months. Then it was finally released. Now comes the regional tour. Two Dutchess County residents are holding a nonpartisan reading of the Mueller report in Poughkeepsie beginning Friday. The two-day reading of the report on the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election comes after the document has been read aloud over the past few months in other parts of the country. I spoke with one of the organizers of the local reading. The 448-page redacted version of the report was released in April, following the report's confidential issuance to U.S. Attorney General William Barr in March. Now, Lori Woolever and Christopher Duncan have organized a Hudson Valley reading for Friday and Saturday. Woolever says she and Duncan started to think about it following a June reading in New York City.
We really wanted to do something so that we could help educate the public, because people need to know what was found out.
The reading is called Interference.
We put on our old teacher hats and said we want to kind of make a difference and have people understand that there's a whole lot of stuff in this report that people need to know about. And what we are handing out as a program is actually an edited table of contents. And even just looking at the table of contents, I went, oh my goodness, because these are some of the big Roman numerals: Russian active measures, social media campaign, Russian hacking and dumping operations, Russian government linked to and contact with the Trump campaign, and right underneath that it says Trump Tower Moscow Project, George Papadopoulos, Carter Page, Dmitry Symes, and the Center for, I could go on and on. It's just, wow, you know, and that's just the first volume. The second volume is more about the obstruction, the president's conduct during the investigation, Attorney General Sessions recuses from the Russia investigation, the president's efforts to remove the special counsel, you know, and I edited it, but it's still 5 pages front and back, so 2.5 pages.
Woolever says 40 readers have committed from across the region. Each will read for 25 minutes.
So we actually still have 9 slots empty. Well, I haven't signed up for anything, and neither has Christopher, so I have a feeling we'll be filling in the ones. It's funny, you know, it's from 8 to 10 p.m. that have most of the open open slots. And you'd think, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, people would want to come and read some of the Mueller report. I mean, geez, you know. with friends and in a wonderful space. It's been recently renovated, and we're going to have free snacks, and we'll have some entertainment. My friend DJ Kevin Frank is bringing his equipment, and we're going to have some songs playing during some of the longer redacted sections.
And Woolever, a retired music teacher, will play some piano while a friend of hers strums the guitar.
Somebody asked me the other day, well, can I practice the part I'm going to read? I said, no. It's going to have to be a cold reading. You're just going to have to come in and read the thing, because there was no way we were going to go through this whole thing and micromanage it to death, you know.
All involved in putting on the event are volunteering their time with a common goal.
We're doing this publicly so that we, the people, will know the truth. We're all about truth and transparency and the rule of law.
Woolever says she and Duncan launched a GoFundMe campaign.
We have 19 total donors for $820. We were only asking, we were originally asking for $600, and then we bumped it up to $700, but we have $820.
She says $500 was paid to the reading venue, with other money going for food and beverages and any incidentals. What remains will be donated to one or more nonpartisan organizations working to address or publicize the information and conclusions in the Mueller report.
We had originally decided to try to do it in the 24-hour period. But then it was like, well, who's going to be there at 2 o'clock in the morning? Who's going to want to be there to read? Who's going to want to come in and listen? And So we decided to break it into two 24-hour periods. It's actually 12 and a half on one day and 12 on the next day.
Interference, the Hudson Valley Reads the Mueller Report, takes place at the Poughkeepsie Trolley Barn on Main Street from 9:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.